a horseman, and he would, you know, he would explain what, you know, what he did, what he had done to, you know, improve whatever, you know, horse you're talking about and why it worked. And it just, it's just a quintessential race tracker that, you know, they're, I guess they're created, but in his case, he was born. He was born a race tracker, and the stats. You know, people look it up, and you know, according to Equibase, you know, he had 2,600 starters and 245 wins. That it's such an inadequate picture of Gary Sherlock's career and life in racing. So I appreciate
it,
Jay.
He would have, like you said, he had a really serious health problems in the 90s, and he almost
right.
died from an artery blockage in his neck. And, you know, he had to have surgery. It was one of those things where the survival rate of it was 25%.
Wow.
So, you know, he cashed a 3-to-1 then and went right on with it, fortunately.
He liked the...
What's that?
He liked the cash tickets.
I was about to say, he was kind of like about a 15-year younger version of Mel Studi. He was a racing secretary, a racetrack dream, because he would run, and he would run often. And he liked to play the horses, too.
Yes, he did.
Was helping fill the entry box, and he was helping with the churn as well.
Absolutely. Three-time Grade One winner in Tangaroo, and I would always send him a text, Jay, whenever I would see that in Tangaroo's latest 2-year-old was hitting the track, or sold, you know, some, you know, one of her offspring, whatever, and I would send him a note, you know, in Tangaroo's, you know, 3-year-old is debuting, and he loved it, he appreciated it. She's been unable really to reproduce herself on the racetrack, but she was some season, particularly she had in 2008. Jay, thank you so much. This was a terrific way to start the year.
Well, thank you for having me on, Steve, and let's hope for the best in 2020.
Jay.
Latest racing news. It's At the Races with Steve Bick on Sirius XM Radio.
Developed by Horsemen, HorseBills.com is a cost-effective, time-saving, environment-friendly, paperless revolution of how equine industries bill and receive payments. Vendors are able to generate electronic invoices for each horse, whose owners can pay through the same website with just one click. Say goodbye to stacks of invoices, handwritten checks, and postage costs. Easy accounting for all parties with the highest online security measures. Get started free at HorseBills.com. Simply register with your name and email address. Free to sign up. No subscription fees to vendors until the first invoice. Voices sent. For owners, you get a free account, comprehensive dashboard with information on all horses owned and billing records, ACH and credit card payment options. For vendors, generate invoices efficiently and receive payments quickly from both owners and other vendors. Syndicate and partnership managers get flexible billing and payment options to both vendors and syndicate members. For more info, call 888-938-4643, 888-938-4643, or log on to horsebills.com. That's horsebills.com.
Get started in Kentucky. Over $8 million in additional purse money is available at the 5 Kentucky tracks for horses eligible for the Kentucky Thoroughbred Development Fund. Kentucky is a good place to race your Kentucky bred. Come home to Kentucky and make a start.
DRF Sports Forum Digital Edition, your ultimate weekly betting guide. Published by Daily Racing Form, DRF Sports Forum delivers all of the analysis and insight you need for every NFL game and more than 40 college football matchups. Beat the spread with powerful trends and sharp angles. Tap into best bets, expert picks, parlay winners, and more. All for just $4.99 per issue. Get this week's edition free. Visit drf.com/sportsforum. Enter code DRF Sports.
University. University of Arizona Racetrack Industry Program can prepare you for an exciting career in racing. Turn your passion into a paycheck. Nearly 90% of our students are employed in the racing industry immediately upon graduation. What career track are you on? The University of Arizona Racetrack Industry Program. Enroll today and get on track for success. For scholarship opportunities and more, check out our website at ua-rtip.org.
Why is accreditation important in aftercare? The Thoroughbred Aftercare Alliance's standard of accreditation and grant process provide donors with confidence that their contributions are allocated in the most effective manner. TAA accreditation is only awarded after a complete review of an organization. Aftercare cannot be an afterthought for the industry. To learn more or support the TAA's mission, visit thoroughbredaftercare.org.
Do you ever wonder what happens to your old friends, including the great champions that inspired unforgettable memories, and maybe even let you cash a ticket or two over the years? We even have a former child prodigy.
Here is a superstar. That horse's name is Afternoon Delights, and kept the sun on Afternoon Delights absolutely galloping in the Hollywood Futurities.
These are the champions that help out the horses that might not have won a Grade 1 race, but always tried just as hard. Come visit them all at Old Friends when you're in Kentucky or at our Bobby Frankel division, Old Friends in Saratoga. I know they'll be glad to see you. Go to oldfriendsequine.org or call us at 502-863-1775.
Breaking down the biggest stories in the world of horse racing, this is At the Races with Steve Bick on SiriusXM Radio.
We're back at the races, and the hot topic Saturday at Gulfstream, Safi Joseph, who just ripped through the second half of the card, wins three stakes between Island Commish, Sound Machine, and then the big horse, Chance It. But obviously, there's more than just Chance It among big horses in the Safi Joseph barn, and he joins us now. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on.
No problem, Safi. This has been, it's obviously a new year, but, you know, last year you really, burst on the scene wider awareness of horse players and fans. A day like Saturday, though, really reinforces things. Talk about, winning three stakes on Saturday.
Well, it was beyond our expectations. Obviously, we thought the horses were coming in with good chances, but until something like that happens, you can never really believe it. You always hope for it. But so to see it get done and have a day like that coming off of last year where we earned a little respect and we got known more nationwide. It's good to start the year like that, and hopefully we can continue building on it and working hard and hope keep the winners coming.
Well, and, Chance It, it was going to be the shortest price, obviously, and ends up in a terrific race. A great tussle with Kelly Breen's as seen on TV. Let's start there, actually. I just got done with Jay Pridman, and we were kind of speculating on, how much more Chance It is going to stretch out. This is the mile, and he has gone further, but, talk about where he is in your mind.
Business-wise, I think he's gonna be able to handle up to a mile and eighth. I'm pretty confident going up to a mile and eighth with him. Obviously, a mile and quarter becomes unknown for everyone, but just looking at him as a horse and watching him train there, he doesn't seem to have distance limitations. You always want to see it to become a believer. That's my motto. At least I want to see them do it before I can become totally confident. And he answered that in the Stallion Stakes race last year. I know it was against just restricted company, but that form line has worked out really strong. Those horses have come back to won good races that he beat convincingly, and then Saturday was his day against open company, and he definitely didn't show any stamina limitations there. If anything, he showed a lot of stamina because he had to dig really deep. And if he had stamina limitations, he would have gave it in, especially off the layoff too. So I'm proud of him, and I think distance is not a concern.
He came into it with those three bullets, and fast horses work fast, as they say. But is that problematic for you? Do you think? I mean, can he be? I don't want to say slowed down, but will he adjust comfortably to regular two turn opportunity?
Yeah, and all his work. The last work was the only work we kind of didn't get how we wanted to get it. As he went a little quicker than we wanted in the last one. The other works were meant to be quick. If you go back to some of his previous works before that, they were slow. That's one thing in that layoff that we had. We kept him behind horses in all of his works. I'm talking about 6-7 lengths off of them, and he just switched off and relaxed so perfect. And if you watch the race on Saturday, it was the same thing. He was probably sat 5 or 6 lengths off the leaders. Took dirt in a tough spot and never really grabbed the bit. Just did what Tyler wanted, and when he asked him to find that space by the quarter pole, he went on and initiated the other horse. So I think as far as work, he does what we want now. He's much more controllable where we get him to work. The last work, what happened there is he got too big of a target and he made up the ground. Like, he came home his last race in like 33 and change, and it's hard for horses to sustain that run. Most horses you just see, they'll sustain a quarter. For a horse to sustain a 3/8 run like that, it's pretty impressive.
Give us a little bit more of the backstory. We talked about him once in passing. That was back when you and I talked about Math Wizard. And he was in the midst of the summer campaign and the Florida Stallion sequence by currency swap out of a pleasantly perfect mare, and there's plenty of stamina to add on that end. Talk about Shooting Star Thoroughbreds and a little bit more of the backstory.
Well, Shooting Star Thoroughbreds, this is their first year syndicate, and it's Mary Leitner and Lisa. They're in charge of running it, and we just basically got in by chance. I knew Mary from before when she trained, and she called me one day. She was like, "I have a horse to send to you. Would you take it?" And I was like, "Sure." And she brought him down that day and said he was a nice horse. She actually paid the extra nomination fee to make him eligible for the Stallion Stakes because he had missed the fee. And the first day we sent him to the track, he walked. I put the rider up, and he walked on his hind legs, I would say, for a good 20 to 30 seconds and would not come down. He's already a big horse. And when he did this, I was like, whoa, what did she send me? And he went out that morning, he galloped really good. And after that, he's never done anything wrong on the track. Like, as far as he's just professional, he goes out there and each work was better than each work. And you look at his pedigree, you never think he's going to become what he's going to become. But each work he worked, I would put him in a better horse each week, and he would beat that horse. And he just, so the expectations were there before he ever ran. He worked like a tremendous horse, and in all of his races, he's shown ability that most horses don't have.
No, he's now 4/6. With a pair of seconds. I mean, never out of the exacta, and the Holy Bull, obvious next step.
Yeah, the Holy Bull is on the radar. I would say we're probably going to decide in 2 weeks where we go, if we go Holy Bull or Fountain of Youth, but one of those two would be the next step, all being well. They're at home, and it's a mile and a 16th here, and it's just a good target on the calendar to get to the Derby.
Chance It and Shooting Star Thoroughbreds. Nice story. Let's talk about one of the prices at 6-1, a 1460 mutual in the Kitten's Joy Island Commish with Paco Lopez. The other two stakes were you and Tyler. But talk about this Commissioner colt. And, here's Commissioner just getting one nice horse after another. And this one is on a 3-race win streak.
Yes, and he was also a Shooting Star purchase before. They had him for the first few starts, and their syndicate is to sell horses at the end of the year, 2-year-olds. They kept Chance because obviously he's a freak of nature, and so one of my other owners, Matt Scher, stepped up to the plate and bought him. And I mean, he was taking a big step up in class. We knew he was doing really well. That's why we decided to give it a go. Matt said, "Go ahead and give him a chance," and we figured 7.5. He'd already won twice. Impressively, didn't beat much, but we thought the timing was right. If it was either now or if he was capable of beating these horses, he'd beat them now. And if he wasn't, he would never beat them. And that's the reason we took a chance. And Paco had a lot of confidence in him going into the race. Even like every week he would ask me, when's this horse running? When's this horse running? And I think he rode him in confidence, gave him a good trip, and it all worked out well, thankfully.
Well, and he started on the dirt, broke his maiden at first asking for 35. It actually was in the slop, and then right away into the Proud Man. And he was good at that day against Graceful Kitten. And got beat five, came back in a dirt sprint. And from that point, you seem to have made the commitment to grass.
Yes. I think you had a dirt. I think the mistake I made that day was after that was cutting him back in trip. 6 furlongs is too short for him. That was the mistake on that day. He kind of ran even the whole way. But I think for now we're gonna stick to the turf at least, and maybe down the line we may try dirt again. But I think he definitely could handle the dirt. Just for that, is he the same class on the dirt as the turf? That's the unknown.
Well, a stake winner now, and likes to be forwardly placed, and basically stalked, gets smoking, and Jose Ortiz, the Tommy Bush, Mrs. Sullivan runner, and takes over and wins by a half, and the other winner also on the day you had. Another nice owner, too. Matt Shearer, a lot of fun to have a horse with. And so's Bob Edwards. And here was Sound Machine, wins off pretty much, as she pleased in the Glitter Woman.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Bob has been a big, been supporting us a lot. I can't thank him enough. She won well. First time out, she was impressive first time out. Then we couldn't get a race for her. Took her to Keeneland. Ran disappointed, very disappointing. Got her back here. We got her back for the next stake, and she ran second, but just an ordinary second. And after that race, she seemed to turn the corner, seemed to come back in a good form, seemed to be doing things the right way. And we expected a good performance. The distance, again, for me at least, was although on the dam side, she's bred to stay, was a little question mark. To see her step up to the plate and deliver like that, it was very gratifying, obviously. So she did it the right way, and going forward, I think she's going to have a good career going forward. I think there's a lot of races for her to win out there. She has a very good mind. I think that's her best asset is her mind. And she's very focused, relaxed horse. Nothing bugs her. And that's a good asset for Philly to have.
No doubt. This is an Into Mischief. And just looking, she was a $500,000 purchase. This was a Keeneland September yearling, and got a career best fig in here, 79 buyer. Going to have to improve a little bit more before, she starts facing the graded stake company, it would seem. But like you said, plenty of opportunities and options in South Florida.
Yes, for sure. She's definitely going to improve. Definitely going to have to improve a little bit to win graded stakes company, but we think that's within reach.
Got to ask you, Safi, we got about, 2, 3, 4 minutes, and I referenced how last year was a big breakthrough year for you, particularly on the back of Math Wizard, the invitations were made public yesterday. Give us an update on Math Wizard toward Pegasus.
Well, yeah, the second word back yesterday went a half is 48. And one, and the Pegasus is, I would say, it's still possible, but unlikely. The main
okay.
target is to get the Saudi, and we're going to decide after. We're not going to commit now to say we're going to the Pegasus. We want to see how each work goes, but the main thing is to get try to get to the Saudi Cup. That's our main target at the moment, but the Pegasus is still in play, then. We don't want to totally knock it off the radar. It's still in play because it's at home, and it's a prep if we want to. It's not going to be easy, obviously, but if we wanted to get a race into him.
How's he done since Breeders' Cup? How much time was he? Did he turn out at all, or did he stay at the track and just let the air out a little bit?
He just had easy time. Just let down, walk for probably a couple of weeks. Just eat jogs and just just became a horse again. Just got time to relax, and he's put on a lot of weight. And the time off has done him well. He came back and his work yesterday. And he didn't miss a beat. He looked very good in his half mile work. It's only a half mile, but he just sat in the barrel the whole way and keen to do more. The rider had to restrain him from doing too much.
Speaking of the Breeders' Cup, since I referenced it, you know, he got the last major check. He finished fifth, and that may have been lost on some people. And he was far, far back, and really all day. You know, any horses that fell out of it, they were up against it right away. You had to be mildly pleased with his effort, I would think.
Oh yeah, very, very. I mean, most of the time you run fifth, you never feel too good, but. Honestly, felt great that day. Thought he ran creditable, showed that his Philadelphia race at Parks was no fluke, and I was proud of him. Beat all the 3-year-olds in the race, and as you said, came from far back on a track that was hard to close. So overall, we were happy. I don't think anyone walked away from their disappointed. We actually walked away from their pros on that day, and hopefully we can build on it this year.
Well, Math Wizard got the Grade One win, of course, mentioning the Pennsylvania Derby. Looking ahead, Safi, anything coming up here at the beginning of the year that's going to be new to people? Any names? Some late starting young horses?
Well, not late starting, but we have a 2-year-old we took over from one of the owners of Map. The horse's name is New York Traffic. He's trained forwardly, possibly going to run this weekend in an allowance race as a 3-year-old. He was third to Independence Hall first time out, and then broke his maiden. So that he kind of his former itself, but he's trained 40 since we got him, and we're excited on him. And we hope, he can run a good race on Saturday if the race goes. And he seems like an exciting prospect.
That's cool.
And how about Tony's shape is a filly that we have that we're very high on. She's 3 for 3, and she's going to go on the Kentucky Oaks Trail.
Excellent. And how about the ones that ran? You ran one in the. I think each in the Oaks and the Derby, the Tropical Park last weekend.
Yeah, La Fif. She's a filly that we just took over. Also, she ran a very nice race. She ran fourth, bit of a trouble trip. Possibly could have been closer, and hopefully she could move forward off that race. Notorious Nick, he's probably not up to stakes company. Probably a little below stakes company. Not sure what we're gonna do with him yet.
Well, we'll watch Tonal's shape and coming out of the hut and so many more. Safi, you're rolling into the new year. Well done. Happy, healthy to you and the team, and we'll talk real soon.
Thanks a lot, Steve. Take care.
You got it. Safi Joseph, and wow, some names there that wasn't aware. New York Traffic now in his barn, and quite a few nice owners when you got Bob Edwards, you got Matt Shearer, and obviously what's occurred with Chance It and that Shooting Star team. Very cool. Well, we got through day one, 2020. Want to thank Safi Joseph, Richard Mandela, Johnny, of course, as always, and Jay Pribman. Mike Trombetta tomorrow. We'll get Trombetta in here tomorrow, as well as Andy Serling and John White. Jeremy Plonk, Countdown to the Crown has already started. How about that? Replay tomorrow if you missed it, and we'll talk to you then. Thanks, everybody.
Lord, there goes a Buick 49. Black sheep of the angels riding down the line. We think there is a soul. We don't know. That soul is hard to find. Down the road, down the road. You have to get in the heartbeat, and you don't go killing all of me. It's what the people are saying. It's what the people are saying. We'll be right back.
latest racing news. It's At the Races with Steve Bick on Sirius XM Radio.
Developed by Horsemen, HorseBills.com is a cost-effective, time-saving, environment-friendly, paperless revolution of how equine industries bill and receive payments. Vendors are able to generate electronic invoices for each horse, whose owners can pay through the same website with just one click. Say goodbye to stacks of invoices, handwritten checks, and postage costs. Easy accounting for all parties with the highest online security measures. Get started free at HorseBills.com. Simply register with your name and email address. Free to sign up. No subscription fees to vendors until the first invoice is sent.